Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Well, live cattle futures have been following cash lower. Cattle sales have been taking place from $2 to $4 lower, depending on whether live or dressed. This has not provided any support to cattle futures through the end of the year, as price charts have shown lower highs throughout the week. October futures closed below $104 for the first time since July 27th. Lower box beef prices added to the pressure. However, despite a weak bearishness, there is a strong possibility futures will bounce Friday due to the upcoming holiday weekend. Now, the hogs continue to move opposite the cattle complex and have moved higher with a vengeance the past couple of days. October futures have made an impressive rally, $5.60 so far this week. The drop in average weights caught the attention of traders as ideas of hogs becoming more current move through the market. The anticipation of continued large hog supply seems to be waning, with optimism increasing for price and demand through the end of the year. October moved to the highest close since May 4th. Wheat prices were mixed overnight, with losses in Minneapolis, gains in Kansas City, and mostly steady prices in Chicago. For the week, Chicago wheat's up 4¾ cents and working on its fourth higher weekly close in a row. Kansas City wheat's up 5 cents and also working on its fourth straight higher weekly close, while Minneapolis is up 7¼ cents and counting on its fourth higher weekly close as well. Now, corn futures are solidly higher overnight, gaining back all of Thursday's losses and some. For the week, December corn still down a quarter penny and would be the first lower weekly close in a month if settlements are near current prices. Even though December corn traded through resistance at 363 from July 1st, the contract hasn't shown the ability to hold that level so far, which has momentum indicators turning down. The trade was higher on the soybeans across the entire complex overnight, with gains being led by products. With a higher close Friday, November soybeans will have closed higher in 10 straight sessions. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle was down 55 cents, 103.92. December down 62 at 107.82. September feeder cattle down $1.10, 137.60. October down $1.12 at 138.32. October hogs up 2.85 at 59.25. Kansas City wheat, December was down 3 and a half cents, 4.75¾. March was down 3 1/4, 4.87. Chicago wheat, December down 5 cents, 5.53¼. March was down 5 cents at 5.61¾. December corn down 5 cents, 3.53¾. March was down 4.5 cents at 3.64¾. November soybeans up 4 cents at 9.66. January up 4 cents, 9.72¼.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.